Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome once again to our midweek Holy Communion here in St. Thomas's on Bidbury Lane. Once again, Emily is with me to help me with the service today. It's good to be with you this morning. As ever, the notices and the news of the parish are on your notice sheet, which you would have got by email. And if you don't get that by email, you can collect it during the week between 9 and 4pm here in St. Thomas's, or you can send me an email and I will add you to the list. So just a couple of important notices this morning. Firstly, to say there will be no streamed Holy Communion service next Wednesday. However, our friends at St. Faith's in Havant hold their Holy Communion service on a Thursday at 10:30. And you can find more about that at stfaith.com or on our notice sheet this week. In addition to that, obviously we're heading towards Easter. We're in Lent at the moment, we're heading towards Easter. And whilst we won't be open as a church building generally over Easter, holding the services, we will be having a number of opportunities to engage with Easter. One of which will be the Easter journey around the outside of St. Thomas's here. And as part of that Easter journey, we are going to have an outside Easter garden this year, an opportunity for people to come with their celebrations and also with their sorrows of 2020 and 2021 and to bring them to God here in our Easter garden at St. Thomas's. And we will also be having an Easter garden at St. Nicholas's. So what I need from you, if you are green-fingered, is some help with some of the flowers for those gardens. If you could get in touch with me and let me know that you are able to help, that would be fantastic. Usual details on the screen, but also available in the notice sheet. I, as you know, am not a gardener, so we do need your help with those Easter gardens. Outside of that, just to say that the Fat Rector Slim is going okay. Again, you can find details about that on the sheet. But of course, the main reason we're here this week is to worship our God, to have communion together with our God. So, as ever, before we begin, let's take a moment to be quiet and commune with our God. So we come before our God in our prayer of preparation as we say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. We pause for a moment to come before our God, who is keen to forgive us as we remember our life.
Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Lent, we don't do the Gloria, and we move over the Gloria. And so we now come to the Collect, the prayer of the week. And so before I pray the Collect, a moment of silence for you to pray your own prayer of thanks to God. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we walking in the way of the cross may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And so now I shall be reading from Philippians for our first reading. We are in the middle of our Lent course, Discipleship Explored. If you've missed any of these, they're all up on the website, and you can watch not only the service for that Discipleship Explore, but also the discussion video. And today we'll be reading from Philippians 1. I'll be starting at verse 12. No, I won't. I'll be starting at verse 27, going through Philippians 2, where I shall be finishing on verse 11. Whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whenever I come to see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, that you will be saved, and that by God, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer with him. Since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. Therefore, if you have any encouragement for me being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind, doing nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking into your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The reading is taken from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who he valued highly and who was ill and close to death. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it was he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went to them, but when he was not far from the house, their centurion friends sent out to say to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word, and let my servant be healed. For I am also a man set under authority, with soldiers unto me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever had a role model? If you could choose one person to base your life on, who would it be? I was asked this question when I was younger, and my answer was Virginia McKenna. She was the actress who starred in Born Free and then went on to set up the charity Born Free and has saved countless animals from the misery of captivity. What an amazing life achievement. However, in our reading this morning, Paul tells us that there is another one who should be our one and only role model. He says in verse 3, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus." Paul tells us that as believers, Jesus ought to be our role model. When I was a teenager, I had a wristband with the letters WWJD on it, which stood for "What Would Jesus Do?" But why should we ask, "What would Jesus do?" Why should he be our role model? Paul tells us why in verses 4 and 5 from our reading. Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Let's just take a couple of minutes to break that down. Jesus, who is the Almighty, the creator of the universe, lowered himself down from the glory of the heavens in order to join the ranks of our morally imperfect humanity and become a servant. If you want to understand what that must feel like, imagine, if you will, how it would feel to lower yourself down to the status of an ant and then become a servant in an ant's colony. The Greek word for this is kenosis, which literally translates as self-emptying. Jesus emptied himself of the glory of the heavens to be a poor baby born in a manger. He did not stop being God, but he set aside his privileges of being God to come down to earth and serve us because he loves us. I tell my son that I love him every day, but he is two, and to him that is just words, words that he is only just beginning to understand. I show him I love him every day by teaching him and caring for him. And this is what Jesus did for us. He did not just stay in heaven and shout, "Hey, you lot, down there, I love you." He came down to our level, lived among us, and died for us on the cross, all to show us that he loves us. So in verse 3, Paul is encouraging us to have the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus. We have to empty ourselves of our fundamental selfish desires. A few days ago, I took my two-year-old to the park and he was running around with a little girl on a pirate ship climbing frame and having a wonderful time until they both wanted to play with the steering wheel of the pirate ship. The girl's mother and I jumped forward quickly before they could start to squabble and both said, "Remember to share." This incident reminded me that as parents, we have to teach our children to share, because even at a young age, we already know how to be selfish. The lesson for us is that we should mimic our master. So whatever privileges we possess, we should set them aside for the service of others. Jesus did not cling to his heavenly throne, so why should we cling to our earthly treasures? To truly follow Jesus, we must be willing to empty ourselves, just as he did. Paul goes on to say in verse 9, "Therefore God has exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name. Jesus is glorified because of what he did." And in James chapter 4, verse 10, we read, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." This is the basis of our Christian life. So even though I think Virginia McKenna is an amazing person, and I will always be a supporter of what she does and what she stands for, Jesus is the one I choose to base my life on. Jesus is my leader, my Lord, and my King. Jesus is my role model. Who's yours? Amen. Will you join me in worshipping our Lord by declaring our faith in the words of the Creed? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our minds are so often full of words, and what is worse, our hearts are often clogged up with thoughts and ideas as well, which leaves little room for meeting God in simplicity and stillness. So this morning, I thought we could have some space to pray ourselves guided with some beads and prompts. So let us first take a little time to notice how many good things surround us, how much there is that we take for granted, how much our lives have been blessed this week with good people and enjoyable experiences. We pray now for some of those people and places in the news, things we will read in the Sunday papers when we get home, or maybe we've seen on the TV screens during this week. We hold them within God's love. We now turn to pray for the church, for any of the big issues facing it at present. And we pray for our own church, particularly with the many opportunities and some of the problems before us. We ask for your guidance and grace for the church. Between us all, we know so many people who are struggling today with illness, crisis, big decisions, and major changes in life. God cares for them all and is even greater than ours. But let us show our own love and concern for them as we pray, naming our own people in quiet trust before God. Each of us has things on our mind, perhaps things we hesitate to mention to anyone else. But our Heavenly Father understands us totally and wants only the very best outcome for us. Let us pray to Him in the honesty of our own hearts. These, Lord, are the prayers of your people this morning. We ask you to take each one of these prayers and answer them in your own time and in your own way. And in the meantime, give us expectant and trustful hearts. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
As we come to share the peace together, again, as become our habit, we bring to mind those people who we would normally worship with, or those people we have not seen for some time, maybe resolving to give them a phone call after the service. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you,
and also with you.
A hymn for us to reflect upon. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross, and he put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy being. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life.
Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord. By whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in the one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world,
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And so, friends, draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Receive this spiritual communion in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us, and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. Emily, the body of Christ broken for you. Receive the body of Christ broken for all God's people. The blood of Christ shed for all God's people. Now a hymn for you to continue your communion with God. Having received our spiritual communion and in our worship to God, we now say thanks together. Father, O Lord, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup, bring life to us. We, whom the Spirit lights, Give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
As we go this week, remember that challenge from Emily in her talk. Who do we model our life upon? As we go, a blessing for you. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen.